Well, first of all, when we left here in April on sine die, there was a signed agreement between the conferees of both the House and the Senate. So there is a signed agreement on both the Budget Reconciliation Act and the revenues, as well as on the budget and the capital budget that passed. Unfortunately, time expired. There was no incentive for an extension of the session from the other chamber. So we've come back here. I think that the dialogue and the discussions have gone well between the governor and the president of the Senate and myself.
So where are we now? Where do we?
Well, I think right now that I think the Senate Democratic Caucus was in this morning. They met with the governor's staff. I think that was a very productive meeting, I understand. I mean, I'm not privileged to what took place there. We will meet with the governor tomorrow, the House members, and hopefully we can all come to a consensus and come back in here and resolve the issue that can get resolved at the end of the session.
So is that agreement what you left Annapolis with last month, or is it something different?
No, I think it's appropriate that we, you know, come to an agreement on what everyone has already basically signed off on. It was a 90-day negotiation of the budget, and I think that's the place where certainly this has to be initiated and hopefully is passed as it was intended to do at the end of the session.
So is there a room? When are we going to have a special session? Do we know yet?
Well, I think the governor's made it clear that he'd like to do it the week of the May the 14th. So I don't know what the exact date would be, but in that week of May the 14th would be the expected time.
It works for the House at least.
Well, I think we've sent notices out to everyone to clear their calendar for that week if in fact, the governor does call for a special session.
And what about gaming?
I think that the governor's made that pretty clear, and I think I agree with him that if you're going to take up the issue of gaming, you need more data and information. I think he's going to put together a commission. If, in fact, he come back with, you know, appropriate information, I think that he could take the opportunity to possibly call a special session in late summer because the initiative is would you like to prepare something for the ballot? Because whatever takes place with gaming would have to go to the ballot.
Would he need to pass legislation in order to set up that commission? I mean, is that something you would
No, he can do it by executive order.
Okay.
Can I get back to the budget? When you have the Spending Affordability Committee, would you agree or disagree that that committee has failed to effectively constrain state spending and growth?
No. I mean, I think if the budget passes with the revenues, the bar set by the Spending Affordability Committee early in the session has been met and has actually been surpassed. I mean, the structural deficit will go down by more than 40% under the current budget that would pass in the state of Maryland.
You don't think the committee itself, I mean, it's time to reevaluate their effectiveness? Maybe there's a different formula out there that they could start looking at?
I think what they do is they take the information they have, what the structural deficit of the state of Maryland, what they think they can reduce during a specific session. They set the bar there. The governor meets that when he puts his budget in. If we don't like that, then we either have to make further cuts or add further revenues. When this budget is completed, you will have further revenues, cuts, and transfers that would reflect the will of the Spending Affordability Committee. So I think the Spending Affordability Committee is an appropriate tool that sets the guidelines for where your budget needs to be when you finish the session. That's why you do it before the 90-day session starts.
Mike, the Senate President indicated this morning that he'd like to come in for like basically a two-day session. He's asked senators to kind of reserve the 14th and the 15th. Are your plans in accord there? Or?
Look, I think everyone agrees that we need to take up where we left off the end of the session. And that means accommodating the revenues and the Budget Reconciliation Act or the BRFA, whether you do it in one bill or two bills, and do it in the most efficiently and effective way you can and in a quick and opportune time. We're a part-time legislator. People are away from their jobs. The general public doesn't want to see us down here at an extended period of time at the taxpayers' dollars as well. So I think the quicker that you can come down here, do the people's business, and leave is going to be beneficial to everyone.